Welcome to the Capitol Buzz, a weekly update from Nebraska Family Alliance on important news and events taking place at the Nebraska State Capitol during the legislative session. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
The fifth week of the Nebraska legislature concluded on Friday. Joining me today is Matt Sharp, Senior Legal Counsel of Alliance Defending Freedom. Matt, it's great to have you in studio.
Thanks for having me.
So last week, we communicated to our listeners the concerns about LB 167 and 168. You were here this past Thursday to provide your legal analysis. Share what you communicated to Judiciary Committee.
First and foremost, this is a restriction on free speech. This is interfering with the ability of a client and their counselor to have open, free conversations when it comes to issues about their sexuality or their gender identity. It's the state of Nebraska coming into that relationship and saying, you can talk about this. If you want to affirm your gender identity, you're free to do that. But if you want to explore other options, if you want to say, is it possible for me to live consistent with my biological sex? Nebraska's going to step in and say, nope, you can't talk about that. And if counselor, you do that, you're going to lose your license, you're going to be subject to a lawsuit and potentially much worse.
So really, you are stripping choices away from people that want to find counseling that matches their personal goals.
That's absolutely right. If you ask any counselor, they're going to say the client is always in the driver's seat. But LB 167, take them out of the driver's seat and put the state of Nebraska in there, telling them what goals that they can pursue, what they can talk about, and what ultimately they can seek to accomplish with their counseling. That's not good for clients. That's not good for anybody.
How would this impact the church, ministry leaders, and credentialed counselors of faith?
At the heart of many faiths is the idea that people can experience personal transformation when it comes to their sexuality and other issues. This not only declares that belief fraudulent, but tells those that seek to offer help, a pastor that maybe charges a minimal fee for counseling services, or a church that holds a paid conference dealing with sexual purity, that you can't discuss those issues from your faith perspective. And to offer that conference, to offer those services, or even to advertise for them, would put you in violation of this law and subject the church, the pastor, anyone involved to a costly lawsuit.
It's very problematic, and it doesn't belong here in the state of Nebraska.
Not at all. This is one of the most radical bills we've seen on these issues introduced anywhere in the country.
Thanks for listening to the Capitol Buzz, brought to you by Nebraska Family Alliance and the generosity of this radio station. For more information on issues impacting you and your family, visit NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org or call 1-888-777-5188. Find us on Facebook and Twitter to stay up to date on issues impacting your family, freedom, and life.